Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, for Imperial and Mexicali Valleys. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. And our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. Short.
Right, and to the point.
And to the
like,
point.
Okay, download voice. What am I going to say? Hey, welcome this morning, and welcome to our special segment that we do every week now. It's called Maria's Community Calendar. And
gosh,
Maria
gosh.
Goes out and hustles around the community and figures out every cool thing that's going on, like from a human service standpoint anyway, and brings it to the show. So I know you guys are ready with your pens and pads of paper.
Scott,
and
stop, please. Well, we have the
you
world.
Did have one thing.
Yes, well, too. We have the World AIDS Day. That's going to be December the 1st. So I'll bring more information on that. And also this weekend from 9 to 12 at Eager Park in Imperial, in the beautiful city of Imperial, because I live there. They're going to have take your pets. They're going to have Santa Claus there, and you can take a picture with Santa Claus and your pet. And that's $5 a picture. And all that money is going to go to provide low-cost neutering in Spain, animals.
I hope they talked to Santa ahead of time and said, you're going to get some dogs.
And just make sure you bring your dog on a leash. So I'm going to take all four of my dogs. So
nice.
The great. Small ones.
Great. So go out there, support the Humane Society. That's this Saturday.
I don't know if it's the Humane Society.
Isn't it?
It's
some sort of pet support thing, though, right?
Yes, it's a support, but it's, it's to neuter and spay animals.
Yeah.
Low cost.
Yeah. Carbon footprint of a medium-sized dog is bigger than that of an SUV. Huh. Who'd have figured?
Where do you get that information, Scott?
I read progressive media. I read, science journals
so
and nerdy stuff
so
like
what
that.
Is the carbon footprint of us, of a human?
Oh, we're huge.
Then don't compare.
No, you know what it is? The funny thing is basically if you're human and you have a carbon footprint, the big difference tipper is flying. If you fly on jet airplanes, your carbon footprint just gets ginormous. So if you're not flying on airlines, you're probably one of the good guys.
Of course, I'm not.
A car and all that other stuff, enormous stuff, and four dogs. Anyway, welcome to the show today. Guest today is Dr. Kuza. Dr. Kuza is a long-time behavioral health employee.
Good morning.
We count you in decades
Scott
now, don't
Maria.
We?
Yes, yes. 33 years almost.
Nice, nice. And none the worse for wear, might I add.
Well, you lie well.
Welcome. 337-8874 is the phone number, as always. And we have a pretty hot topic today because, it's never really fun to talk about suicide, but it's really important because if you don't kind of kick off the stigma of that one, it can be dangerous because people walk around with this potential, and if we don't ever talk about it, then it gets ignored, and if it gets ignored, it can be dangerous. And typically we think of that as kind of teenage and above behavior, but Dr. Kuza, you're going to talk to us today about pre-adolescent.
Yeah, we'll be looking at an age group of folks 12 and under, 14 and under. There's been some high-profile cases here that are reported on CNN, for example, over the last few months of young children ending their lives and shocking the school and the community that they're in. And the context for those were typically bullying or children being identified by their peers or selected out by their peers as being homosexual, for example. But the real issue for them was some sort of loss of esteem or attack by peers that was very devastating to their psychological makeup, and they impulsively harm themselves, and this makes big news. But overall, if you look at the base rate for many of these suicides, if we go back to 2006, we have 56 suicides. So that's for children under 12. So that's a quite low number given the number population base of that age group, which is in the millions.
But typically, we don't hear that from, you know, children, you know, or pre-adolescents aged 14 and under to commit suicide. Usually that's the 16, 17-year-olds, 15,
correct.
You know, the teenagers.
Well, I think part of, yeah, you make a good point. I think part of the reason we see this downward trend of higher rates in this age group of self-harm is really the media. I mean, they get so much attention, and you have what we call a copycat effect. So these vulnerable young people are quite influenced, adversely influenced by this media attention to this phenomena. I mean, on one hand, you want to educate people that this does occur, and yet, in that process of education, you create more of the phenomena.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.